Today we have a different schedule, different agenda. Apparently, we're reading the article. The first degree one is born in. This is from the book Kabbalah Matchil. It's in Hebrew, on page 151. The first degree one is born in. In the Zohar, Mishpatim, it says, come and see, when one is born, he is given a soul from the perspective, from the side of the beast, from the side of purity, by those who are called Ofanei Kodesh, holy, like holy angels, meaning from the world of Asiya. If he merits more, he is given a spirit from the holy animals, meaning from Yetzirah. If he is more worthy, he is given a neshama, soul from the kiseh, the throne, meaning from the world of Briah. If he is even more worthy, he is given a soul in the way of Atzilut. If he is given even more, he is given the spirit of Atzilut from the part of the middle column, and is called the son of the Creator. This is why it is written, you are sons to the Lord your God. If he is even more worthy, he is given a soul from Abba Ve'ima, which are Bina, about which it says, the whole soul will praise the Lord. And in them, the name Havaya is completed. Thus, the completeness of the soul is having Naran from Bia and Naran from Atzilut. And this is the completeness that Adam HaRishon had before the sin. Only after the sin, he declined from his degree, and his soul was divided into 600,000 souls. What does it mean he had Naran from Bia and Naran from Atzilut, Adam Rishon? He was in a degree of Olam Atzilut, meaning above the Parsa. In Olam Atzilut we have 3 degrees, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, and within them there was Adam Rishon. That's Atzilut. And this is Adam Rishon. Nefesh, Ruach, and his Neshama. That's how he was in Olam Atzilut before the sin. After the sin, he came down, he declined, he fell. So Adam Rishon had his Naran, what he received from his Kelim, and what he received through Atzilut. Of course, one cannot have 6 lights, yes, in the structure. His own Naran and Naran Atzilut. He just wants to emphasize that he was inside Atzilut, that besides the Naran that he has of itself, he also received these lights of Naran through Olam Atzilut. And what about after the sin? No, he doesn't say. So after the sin, he lost both. And we are below the end, below the siyum. We have to go through the worlds, Asiya, Yetzirah, Briah, from this world. We have to acquire the Naran, Nefesh, from Asiya, Ruach, from Yetzirah, and Shema from Briah, and then we climb up to Atzilut once again and acquire Naran Atzilut as an addition for our Orots.
בעת שאין לו רק נפש דנפש, משום שיש כלל, כל דבר שמדברים מאיזו בחינה, מדברים תמיד על בחינה העליונה.
Because of that, one spirituality is called soul, even when he doesn't have, but only nefesh de nefesh. Because there's a rule that when always when we speak of a certain prina, discernment, we speak of a sublime one. Since the upper discernment in a person is the neshama, that's why we always call spirituality neshama, soul. So Rav says we always have five parts, and we can fulfill these five parts with nefesh ruach neshama chaya yechida. That's what he just wrote from below upward. These are kelim and these are ovot. But until gmar tikkun, we can only receive lights of nefesh ruach neshama permanently. And the Chaya Yechida come in a kli of the degree of 3 and 4 in the will to receive. And we cannot fill them up entirely. There are limitations there. They're called Atufedama, Priya. These are names of limitations. So we take these parts of lights of Chaya Yechida, clothing as like additions, clothed inside the kelim of Naran, the vessels of Naran. That's why we say that one should reach his Naran. Yechidan Chaya come only in the last zivug at Gmar Tikkun as an addition. So we don't have a question where the Chaya Yechida are, because Naran Chai are the complete lights that fill up the soul. We have Nefesh Ruach Neshama, that's the permanent thing. Binas and Chaya Yechida are a small addition to them. Yes. But although each person is born at the lowest degree, still they said that everyone can be as Moses if he wants to purify his actions, since he can take another spirit, a higher one, from the height of Yetzirah, and also a neshama from the height of Bria. You can also understand now one issue that is famous in the words of our sages, that the spirits of the righteous or their souls come and impregnate in a person. This is called ibu, impregnation, to aid him in the work of God. It is also brought in the Sulam regarding the one who stings the donkey. That's the aiding to the souls of the righteous that is sent to them from above in order to raise them from degree to degree, because without this support that the Creator sends to the righteous, they would not be able to exit their degree and rise higher. And that is why the Creator sends every single righteous a high soul from above, each according to his degree, supporting one that supports him. This is called the impregnation of the soul of the righteous. The fact that each one who gives, each person who gives, who makes an effort, who wants to transcend his situation toward greater attributes of his soul, more spiritual, he gets help from above by being given lights. That raise him more than his situation, his current situation. That's called an impregnation of the soul of the righteous. There's no mystery in it, like people think. It's just a concept and understanding. It's transcending above one's current degree. It's like an answer to his degree, to his labor. Yes. It follows what they say. It turns out that when they say that there's no generation that will not have such as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob does not mean that they were born this way and have no choice. But those people who try to take the path of truth and make the effort that they should, these people always get the help from above through the impregnation of the soul of the righteous. They receive the strength to rise in the upper degrees. It turns out that everything they receive from above is an aid, but it's not without work and choice. And the world exists through these righteous that extend abundance from above. And by that, there is sustenance above. It's just like in our world, when you have a little child who's got parents that support him and help him and give him everything, but he makes the effort in what is given, in the games, in the toys and the instruments, and he is taught things and he has to absorb it. Kids work very hard. He's got an inner drive to grow. They don't rest for a minute. We have to raise that desire for spirituality. It's called faith above reason. So it's hard. But one who tries completely like a child, naively, like a baby, without understanding, just making the effort. So just like in corporeality, he receives help from above, where he's given exercises, obstructions, he's drawn this way, then things open up for him. Let's call the impregnation of the soul of the righteous, when a new soul clothes in him, that takes him forward and he begins to feel more from the upper degree, from the higher degree. The impregnation of the soul of the righteous. Yes. What does it mean that one wants a higher degree? One can want something higher because the Rishimot appear in him. If it weren't for the Rishimot that awaken in us, we would not be able to even think about something else. We think only from what appears in us. There's Ein Sof before me, light of Ein Sof, but what I find of it is according to what the Rishimot shows me. So is the soul of the righteous the Rishimot, or the ability to implement it? There are several ways here. The Rishimot are Rishimot, reminiscence. I only follow my Rishimot. Nothing appears from within me except what I am. That spiral of Rishimot should gradually surface until Gmar Tikkun. But when I make an effort, I find the lights that belong to a higher degree than my own. This is called the impregnation of the soul of the righteous. It's not that Rabbi Shimon penetrates me somehow, robes in me. It's when lights from a higher degree than my own shine in me, that's it. Yes. What does it mean that they shine? In what? They shine as surrounding, just like the mother and father turn to the child and give it knowledge and help from their degree, but close to his degree, so that he can understand, that he can receive it, that he can implement it in the exact same way it works in spirituality. But what do they give to a child if they know it cannot understand and realize anything? So first of all, you have to cure the child to make it able. Yes. So first of all, you heal it, you give it support, you give it help, you promote it. There has to be a desire on the part of the child first, and then the grown-up, yes, to the higher degree. brings us the soul of the righteous. And when it is clothed in me, it is called the ibu, the impregnation of the soul of the righteous. Why is it a soul? Because it's from a higher degree. It might not be neshama, it might be nefesh, ruach, it depends on my degree, what I get from it. That's how we advance. It all depends on our efforts and our willingness to receive help from above and realize it in whatever it takes. If one resembles himself to a baby, to a little child, then he is being treated accordingly. Here there is also interior and exterior. You don't look at how much a person is ready within. Perhaps I see that I'm weak and I can't. But if I make an effort above my inner desire, I go into the group, I do artificial things. You can't trick the upper one, yes? But they still take into account this addition that I do above my actual desire, because this addition that I do also shows it implies to my ability that I will be able to implement something if I'm given it. So here we have we are forbidden to look at our hearts. Yes, my heart says I don't want to. It doesn't matter. On the outside, show that you want. Yes, seemingly lie. Just in an outer expression, yes? As if you're burning with desire, that's all you care about. And that's how you'll be treated from above. Why? Because if you know how to do this on the outside, this game, this acting, then it is a beneficial lie. And when you're given a new spirit, you'll follow it. So don't be such philosophers. Where, what, for, inside, I don't want anything. By that, you deprive yourself of help. That's why there are those who sit and wait while others sing, until there's spirits, until there's truth. What? Will I jump? Now should I jump instead of everyone? Where's a little bit of, you know, dignity? Where's my self-respect? And that's, you lose a lot by that. You lose a lot. If you drop your mind and jump, that's how you're taken into consideration. It is a sign that yes, it's a lie, but you can go above yourself. And above yourself is a higher degree. Yes. What does it mean to come with a desire to the morning lesson? If I come and I'm dead. Yesterday you went to a sauna or I don't know, you worked hard and today I'm dead. So, can I do anything about it? Artificial. So artificial means, artificial means pressuring, but it also means awakening myself. Not according to the desire in my heart. Just like now, we played a song. This effort that one makes they indicate one's ability to participate in the charge, in the assault. We have to show this. If we are given the knowledge and the power, if I'm given a masach, I will take it gladly. But right now, while I'm not giving it, I don't even have a desire for it. Inside me, there is no desire. I make believe as if I have the readiness. And that means that if I'm given it, I will implement it. Okay. We have another article? Yes.
146.